Thank you for calling the Dial of Story hotline. This is Briar Rose by the Brothers Grimm. But around about the castle began to grow the hedge of thorns, which every year became higher, and at last grew up around the castle and all over it, so that there was nothing of it to be seen, not even a flag upon the roof. But the story of the beautiful sleeping Briar Rose, for so the princess was named, went about the country. And so that from time to time king's sons came and tried to get through the thorny hedge into the castle. But they found it impossible, for the thorns held fast together, as if they had hands, and the youth were caught in them, could not get loose again, and died miserable deaths. After long, long years, a king's son came again to the country, and heard an old man talking about the thorn hedge, and that a castle was said to stand behind it, and where slept a wonderfully beautiful princess named Briar Rose, and that the king and queen and the whole court were asleep likewise. He had heard, too, from his grandfather, that many king's sons had already come and had tried to get through the thorny hedge, but they had all remained sticking fast in it and died pitiful deaths. Then the youth said, "I am not afraid. I will go see the beautiful Briar Rose." The good old man might dissuade him as he would, but he did not listen to his words. But by this time the 100 years had passed, and the day had come when Briar Rose was to awake again. When the king's son came near to the thorn hedge, it was nothing but large and beautiful flowers, which parted from each other of their own accord, and let him pass unhurt. Then they closed again behind him like a hedge. In the castle yard he saw the horses and the spotted hounds lying asleep. On the roof sat the pigeons, with their heads under their wings. And when he entered the house, the flies were asleep upon the wall. The cook in the kitchen was still holding out his hand to seize the boy, and the maid was sitting by the black hen which he was going to pluck. He went on further, and in the great hall he saw the court lying asleep. And up by the throne lay the king and queen. Then he went on still further, and all was so quiet that breath could be heard. And at last he came to the tower, and opened the door into the little room where Briar Rose was sleeping. There she lay, so beautiful that he could not turn his eyes away. He stooped down and gave her a kiss. But as soon as he kissed her, Briar Rose opened her eyes and awoke, and looked at him quite sweetly. Then they went down together, and the king awoke, and the queen, and the whole court, and looked at each other in great astonishment. And the horses in the courtyard stood up and shook themselves. The hounds jumped up and wagged their tails. The pigeons upon the roof pulled their heads from beneath their wings and looked around and flew into the open country. The flies on the wall crept again. The fire in the kitchen burnt up and flickered and cooked the meat. The joint began to turn and frizzle again. And the cook gave the boy such a box on the ear that he screamed. And the maid plucked the fowl, ready for the spit. And then the marriage of the king's son with Briar Rose was celebrated with all splendor, and they lived contented until the end of their days. That was Briar Rose by the Brothers Grimm. For previous Dial of Stories, visit the archive at kirkwoodpubliclibrary.org.